This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Mike Adams.
Welcome to this Sunday edition of the Alex Jones Show, February 23rd, on the cusp of the global pandemic outbreak. This is Mike Adams hosting for the next couple of segments. Alex is in the studio. He just returned from the Bernie Sanders event, I believe, in Austin. He'll be taking over after a couple segments. Actually, we'll be co-hosting for a segment or two. But I've got bombshell news for you today. Been covering the coronavirus developments. Of course, the mainstream media covering it up. But overnight, things exploded on the global stage. We're talking about major, sustained, exponential outbreaks in South Korea. Japan is now a self-sustaining transmission hub of in-country transmission there. Iran now suspected 400 infections. In Iran, not confirmed yet, but based on the number of deaths there, that is the projected number. It's going global. Italy declares a state of emergency after the third death there, and no one knows who patient zero is in Italy. And the big news today, what I'll bring to you here exclusively, we have exclusive details on the Fairfax Community Development Center in Costa Mesa, California, where the United States government was secretly trying to place 35 to 50 infected coronavirus patients there at a facility that has a history of sexual abuse and hypnotic drugging of patients, mysterious deaths, and a shadowy organization with 200 staff members, but only six official patients on the record books right now. We're going to get into that here on the Alex Jones Show. There's so much coming up. Let's start with the big news. Also, a CDC cover-up in the United States. Let's start with this. Okay, producers, I need you to bring up a graphic that's in my story published last night on Natural News. Coronavirus pandemic exploding across the globe. South Korea surpasses 600 infections and so on. In that story, there is a flowchart from the CDC website. This flowchart designates who should be tested for the coronavirus in the United States. Listen carefully, folks. This is bombshell. We're getting into the cover-up here. This flowchart prohibits the testing of Americans who have been infected from other Americans. In other words, this flowchart says the only people who should be tested in the United States are people who recently came from China or people who have been in close contact with others who they know are infected. So if you got infected in America from a super spreader or an incubation period carrier, an asymptomatic carrier, if you got infected, you will not be tested by the CDC. And this is how the CDC is achieving its current claim of no evidence of community outbreaks. They have set up a testing flowchart where they cannot possibly detect community outbreaks in the United States. Do you understand? It's a catch-22. It's a scam. It's criminal negligence, what the CDC is doing right now in America. And other bombshell news, also in that same story, 47 out of 50 U.S. states have tested zero people for coronavirus. Zero. Zilch. Nada. Nobody. And that includes Hawaii, another big bombshell that just came out yesterday. Hawaii has tested zero people for coronavirus, even though Hawaiian Airlines confirmed that they flew an infected couple on their airline from one of the islands into Oahu, Honolulu Airport, and then Delta flew them out to Japan. We now have, in the United States, a massive cover-up underway where no one who's infected in America is going to be tested. I'm going to get into more details of that. We've got so many bombshells coming up, and that's just the stuff that I'm working on. Again, we'll get into the Fairview Community Development Center, which handles a lot of autistic patients and mentally developmental. What's the right word for this? You got to be politically correct these days. People with Down syndrome, people who can't care for themselves, mentally handicapped individuals is who's there. But now it's only six patients. So what is going on? And why is the CDC telling us there are only 35 infected people nationwide when the Air Force tried to move up to 50 people into Costa Mesa, which is just south of Los Angeles, so they could spread it all over California? We'll have much more analysis straight ahead. Mike Adams here, InfoWars.com. Stay with us after this break. 1 minute.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Mike Adams.
All right, this is your Sunday, February 23rd, emergency broadcast edition, InfoWars.com. Mike Adams here. Alex Jones will be joining us in, I believe, two segments or possibly the next segment. He's in the studio getting prepared. I've got bombshell news. We've been doing a tremendous amount of research. The global pandemic has exploded in the last 72 hours. Korea went from 30 infections, this is South Korea, from 30 infections to over 600 confirmed infections now today, and it is exploding on an exponential scale there, completely out of control. It gives us a look at what happens when a nation tells the truth instead of covering it up like China and the United States. And we'll get to the U.S. shortly about the CDC cover-up that's underway. I'm told from reliable sources there are over 1,000 infections in the United States of America right now. I'll get to that. Italy has declared a national emergency. Just to recap, third death has taken place in Italy. That's confirmed. Iran, infections are exploding and the number of deaths is exploding. I'm told from one source that there are 20 confirmed deaths in one hospital in Iran, but there's a total cover-up there, so we can't. Absolutely confirm that that's the case, but that's what I'm hearing. Japan infections are skyrocketing, which is no surprise, because Japan allowed thousands of potentially cross-infected patients or passengers to walk off the Diamond Princess cruise ship and to walk through Tokyo and to take flights to over 50 international cities all across the world. Also, we're hearing today, even the Washington Post covered this, Trump is furious with a State Department official in Japan who allowed infected Americans to travel on the same airplane as non-infected Americans, causing cross-contamination of people who were not yet infected, but now they are. Imagine that. So basically what happened in Japan, the CDC said, hey, don't fly infected Americans on the same airplane as non-infected Americans as you're evacuating the cruise passengers from the Diamond Princess cruise, right? Don't fly them on the same airplane. You're insane. That's what the CDC said. You got to give the CDC credit, right? The State Department, an official on the ground in Japan who's a bureaucrat, doesn't know anything about medicine, doesn't know anything about epidemiology or virology. He overrode the CDC's decision, and he said basically, well, hey, we've got some plastic sheeting and duct tape. We can make a divider in the airplane, which is incredibly incompetent, perhaps criminally negligent, in my opinion, because remember the old days when you could have the smoking passengers in the back of the airplane? Remember that? There was a smoking section. It was really hell on international flights. You'd have the smokers in the back, and then you'd have the rest of the plane where you could smell the smoke no matter where you were on the airplane. And the reason that happens is because the airplane circulates all the same air, as every pilot knows, as every just rational person knows. It's the same air, folks. You're in a contained vessel moving through the sky at 450 miles per hour, the air is just circulated. So, of course, the infected people infected the non-infected people, and now most of them are infected, and they're all brought back to America. And then you have the incompetence of the CDC on top of that, that decided, hey, we'll just have them in quarantine for 14 days, even though we now know the incubation period is up to 27 days. not just 24. And we've also learned from China that some people who are, quote, cured and sent home, they later have a second recurrence of the same infection, sometimes 10 days after they were cured. So think about this, folks. Think about what's happening here. The level of incompetence, if not deliberate criminal negligence or deliberate spreading of this disease, is off the charts. We've never seen anything like this. This is coming to America. Let's talk about Travis Air Force Base in California. Travis Air Force Base tried to, on a stealth basis, move 35 to 50 infected patients to the Costa Mesa facility called Fairview Developmental Center. I've got a big breaking story coming out on this tonight. Producers, pull up a map. Pull up a map and show the viewers where the Fairview Developmental Center is. It's just south of Los Angeles near Newport Beach and Huntington Beach. 3 million people in that county. That facility, folks, is not a biocontainment facility. It has no isolation rooms, no isolation beds. There it is, just south of Santa Ana, a little bit south of Anaheim, near Los Angeles, not far from Long Beach. We are talking over 10 million people in that region. It's almost as if somebody in the United States Air Force wanted to seed America with this infection. They wanted it to spread. That's what it increasingly looks like, because they chose the Fairview Community Center, the developmental center, which has no isolation beds. So I started to look into Fairview. I've got on the record San Diego police officer saying it's a prison camp. It's like a jail cell system. And if you look at the history of this facility, it was ordered to start shutting down in 2016 after there were many mysterious deaths and sexual assaults. The ratings organization on this, I've got all the links coming up in a story I'll be posting a couple hours from now. It'll probably get cross-posted on Infowars.com. 100% of the residents there were vaccinated. 43.5% were given hypnotic drugs or similar types of drugs like anti-anxiety drugs. It was known as a place to take care of patients with autism and Down syndrome and cerebral palsy and even epilepsy. And right now there are 200 people on the staff. It's run by the city of Costa Mesa, but there are only 6 patients there, according to official records. Again, 200 staffers at this shadowy facility that was ordered shut down starting in 2016, 6 patients still there, Air Force trying to move 50 infected coronavirus patients to that facility. The city leaders freaked out. The Costa Mesa city leaders, you probably already know this, they filed an emergency lawsuit on Friday with a federal court in California's Central District. A judge there issued a temporary restraining order to prevent the Air Force from moving infected patients there. The city leaders said, this is insane. We were not even notified that this was about to happen. And that facility has no containment apparatus. There's nothing there. No isolation beds. This is not a level 4 biohazard facility. It was a place for basically shadowy groups to run medical experiments on the mentally retarded. I'm sorry to say, that's what it was. It was a giant secretive medical experimentation facility that's now going to be used by the Air Force, somebody in the Air Force, to seed coronavirus infections into Los Angeles. So we have to be honest here now, folks. This is the red alert message of the day. I'm sorry if I appear overly animated here, but we are talking about massive crimes against humanity, against America. Someone is trying to spread the coronavirus in the United States, and the CDC is complicit in the cover-up. Somebody decided to put infected people on that airplane flying back to the United States, and then somebody in the Air Force decided to move up to 50 infected patients into this facility in Costa Mesa, where they've been running medical experiments and who knows what kind of vaccine experiments and sexual assaults and violent deaths, mysterious deaths, all kinds of deaths reported from the OCRegister.com, people suffering from schizophrenia and intellectual disabilities. I mean, basically, they probably Jason Bourne a bunch of people there is what we're talking about here. It's like a Jason Bourne factory, probably, is what they're doing. They're running medical experiments on people, and it's not shut down. It's in full operation. The Air Force is trying to move infected people there to cause this outbreak. They're going after Trump. This is my current assessment. I'm curious to ask Alex what he thinks about this. I actually predicted this last week. Democrats will try to spread this in America as quickly as possible because they want to cause a financial collapse. They want to cause massive panic. They want to have Trump blamed for this outbreak. And Trump is furious with the State Department employee in Japan who let these infected people on the airplane. Trump, I think, is very quickly coming up to speed on this. People are trying to get Americans infected. We have now entered the era where this is going to spread across the United States. I have a source. Yes, Alex.
Stay right there. You're going to be hosting at least two more segments with us.
All right.
I appreciate you doing this. Again, I was just down at the Bernie rally protesting with Owen Schroyer. He'll be popping on as well. We have other special guests. But this obviously, this virus is the big move against the nation state. It is the weapon against America. You see the globalists all behind it right now. And it's definitely a global pandemic exploding out of control, as Mike Adams just said. The numbers are absolutely clear. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Naturalnews.com. Infowars.com. Spread those links.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Live, broadcasting worldwide from Texas. In resistance to the tyrants.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And from his farming and scientific and paramilitary compound, Mike Adams joins us. I mean, he has one of the top testing facilities in the country, has a big farm, has a big publishing company. He's got over 300 websites. He's a great guy. Most of what he does is subterranean, like an iceberg. A lot of what we do is subterranean. We knew the attacks were coming years ago and built for it. A lot of the big sites you see, a lot of the people you see on air, you'll never know. We financed, we backed what we did. But Mike's his own man. That's why I admire what he's done. And before I was even reading naturalnews.com the last few days, I'm scanning everything, and I'm like, Italy declares emergency in one town, hundreds of cases, and hundreds here and thousands there, and then they're saying nothing's happening, no cases in America? I get Trump not wanting to scare people. But the fact is, it's man-made. That's confirmed. And the fact is, it's a chimera, meaning it's a mix of different virus species. And so clearly now we see with the UN praising Xi Jinping and all of it, it's not just to push the inoculation in a year. They say it's the new flu. It's just this new thing, like AIDS, HIV, that'll be with us forever. This is clearly the rollout of something huge. You can feel it in your bones, but then intellectually I go, okay, let me ignore my gut. Let me just look at the facts. And I'm like, this looks really bad. And now a month later, I'm like, oh my God. So Mike, I'm looking at these headlines here, and I agree with you. Trump admits he's pissed. He doesn't want to spook the economy, but he also doesn't want to get set up by these people. What's the best thinking? Because I think you're right in the zeitgeist on this. What's your... Because, again, none of us, we have the answers we have, but then we've got to, like, make dead reckonings. We've got to go with a gut level at a certain point. You have a lot of information, so you got to finally make that call. Is this a bioweapon against nation states? Is this the global crisis they believe will counter the nationalist movement? You mean, I have clips, we don't have time to get to, of MSNBC, CNN, ABC News this week. They're up on Infowars.com saying, we want a global collapse to stop Trump. We want a depression to stop nationalists worldwide. I mean, it's all over. It's not just Bill Maher saying it a year ago. That's now a talking point by these people, Mike.
Well, the big change today is it looks to me like this is being deliberately spread in the United States. I spoke to a high-level source inside the Department of Homeland Security who was part of a briefing. Where
by the way, let's just stop right there, like the record jumps. I should have. You said that before the break. I got other stuff in my mind. Start over. Just start over with what you were told.
Sure. It looks like this spread is deliberate in the United States. That they're probably anti-Trump forces.
Start over. That. Here's what I've learned, Mike. I'm not trying to interrupt you. Yep. If we just spark something out, nobody cares. We have to build it up. So.
Yeah. Well, this is a biological weapon. It's being deployed against America right now. People inside the Department of Homeland Security have been briefed on this. A source I spoke to has seen a map that was distributed in a high-level meeting that shows currently 989 confirmed infections in America. And actually, that's a week old. And some of those were centered in San Diego and some in Seattle. The Travis Air Force Base, the reason they're offloading up to 50 patients to this Fairview facility is because Travis Air Force Base has run out of isolation rooms. They're being overrun with infected patients. The CDC has failed to offer any testing kits to the point where 47 U.S. states are not conducting any testing. It's zero, Alex. It's zero. Look, they sent out faulty kits on February 5th. It's starting to look like that was deliberate. And on February 13th, it was discovered the kits didn't work. The CDC said they were
going
to replace
the hour or the hour after that if we need to. As a father, I need to know what you really think. Clearly, they admit it's man-made. Now even Mainline News says it's man-made. Even AP, Reuters, New York Post. So the fact that they knew this a month ago and covered it up, clearly, I'm not trying to just cover for the president. He doesn't know this is going on.
Right. No, look, there are different factions inside the federal government. They know this is going to swamp hospitals across America. They know this is already uncontained in America. Some people want to hurt Trump with this. Other people want to disclose everything and tell the truth so that people can take precautions. Remember
so
that
it's
right
like
now.
So it's like a football or a ring of Mordor they're battling over.
Yeah, and remember, the media downplaying this is going to cause it to spread faster, because when people have coughs and pneumonia-like symptoms in America today, they're told that there is no coronavirus in America, when there actually is. It is spreading in California and in Washington State, and I believe probably also Oahu in Hawaii as well. And Hawaii has conducted zero tests. So how can you – well, to put it a better way, Alex, South Korea is telling the truth. And that's why their infections have exploded, 600-plus now confirmed infected. Italy is telling the truth. America says, we can't test for this? Are you effing kidding me? We can't test, but South Korea can test thousands of people. We can't test anybody in America. The CDC has only tested 414 people, even though we have over a quarter of a million students from China alone. Tens of thousands flew back after the Chinese New Year. Have they been tested? No. Washington State had 779 people on their watch list. Yesterday, they released 100 people from the watch list, only tested two.
Mike, there's no doubt. Why is South Korea and Italy panicking, saying it's out of control, it's deadly, it's killing people, and then we're told, oh, don't worry about it? I mean, this is just crazy. So looking at this then, we know it's man-made. We know that a similar virus was sold by the U.S. 5 years ago to China. What do you really think is going on? I mean, how big is this going to get?
Well, I think this was definitely a biological weapon. I think it was intentionally released in China. But since then, and I actually predicted this on your show about 2 weeks ago, since then, other parties have harvested it, and they have released it in the United States and in Iran and in Europe and other countries. Look, it's so easy to harvest this.
Oh, yeah,
this
what's this I hear about Iran? I hear like Iran's crippled by this.
Yeah, Iran, there's, again, we're hearing rumors of 20 deaths in a hospital there from a reliable source, as well as 400 possible infections in Iran alone, and Iran's not even talking about this. And Indonesia says we don't even have any cases.
Clearly, it's super, super communicable. It spreads very easily. Clearly, it's killing a bunch of people. Clearly, there's a cover-up. How does this set Trump up then? Like what's
this,
the larger
this is going
plan?
To... This is going to interfere with the election. If they can blame Trump for this, okay, one day the media will all announce, oh, it's horrible in America. It's all in the cities, and Trump didn't do anything. That is the narrative that's coming. But the media is
no, exactly. So they advise him, sir, it's no big deal. Don't worry about it. Even though he's a germaphobe. He's like, okay. Right. And then now they go, oh, you've done a terrible job.
That's right. That's exactly what this is. And we're going to have quarantines in Los Angeles, it looks like. It's inevitable.
And you know how I know you're right, Mike? How many UN documents, how many globalist documents say world government's going to succeed thanks to a pandemic? They've always been betting on this for 40 years, longer than that, 50 years. State Department Memorandum 200. Kissinger, they say, will use a global pandemic to bring in the world government.
They're transplanting it, Alex, into this community center in Costa Mesa. They're seeding it. They're seeding it across America. It's not a biohazard containment facility. They're literally spreading this on purpose in America while we're being lied to by the media.
So I'll give you the floor when we come back. I'm going to stick a sock in my mouth, Mike, because you've got all the documents. I've got all the articles right here. Lay out where the people are landing, what the cover-ups are, where you see the epicenters of this, and how you think it's going to spread. This is just crazy. I've been on air 25 years, folks, and I've never been this concerned. You can feel it. They're doing something big with this virus.
All right, folks, here's the bad news. We've already sold out of the 16-ounce immune gargle with the patented nanotech silver that's documented to knock out viruses and bacteria unlike anything else. But we do still have it in the 3 ounce and the 1 ounce for limited time. The good news is we have the Super Blue toothpaste and the Super Silver toothpaste, both that have the Nano Silver in them as well. The Super Blue has tea tree that's also antiviral and antibacterial and high quality iodine. And then, of course, the whitening has the Nano Silver, but on top of that, it has the above sea coral calcium that remineralizes the teeth. And so it's just the best toothpaste you're going to find, period. It has the Nano Silver, and we still have supplies of it, though it'll sell out at current rates in about 2 weeks. But despite that, I'm keeping it at sale at 50% off so everybody can protect themselves with this high-quality product. If you've never used it before, get yours today. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Mike Adams, engineer, health expert, riding shotgun with us. Mike, take over for this segment. I was interrupting earlier. There were so many questions, so do the listeners and viewers. Clearly, they admit this is genetically engineered. That right there is huge. And then now,
even in China.
So take over. What do you think is really happening?
All right. Big picture. I'll summarize this, and I apologize. I keep leaping ahead because I assume everybody knows everything that I know on this, which is a bad assumption. So, starting from the beginning.
Yeah, start from the beginning.
The world governments They spend hundreds of billions of dollars to develop biological weapons so they can use them as weapons against their enemy countries. NIH funded this to the tune of $700 million, the coronavirus research, funded by taxpayers in the United States, then put into various universities for more research. China then bought it from those universities with payoffs and bribery and what have you, as you've covered and Francis Boyle talked about. And then China combined that with SARS and MERS to create a chimera superweapon. This superweapon was being researched in the Wuhan lab. It was, by my assessment, deliberately released, but some people think it was accidentally released. By the way, the seafood market natural adaptation narrative has collapsed. No one believes that anymore, not even China. The Global Times out of China announced their scientists had found it did not originate in the seafood market, so let's not even talk about that. This was engineered. Now, once it's released, and this is the key, Alex, that everybody needs to understand, once it's released, it's an open source bioweapon, meaning that any nation in the world can harvest it by simply having a volunteer get infected. That volunteer can then have their blood, you know, donated, harvested, so to speak, or any tissue harvested to grow and replicate this viral strain using something as simple as an incubator and egg yolks. From there, they can then extract the virus very easily just using water and filtration. They can put it into something as simple as a nasal spray, like an off-the-shelf, you know, for if your nose, if you have a cold, you buy a nasal spray. You could put the virus in that, send that person or 100 people off to your target country, and just run around the airports spraying everything with the nasal spray. That's a biological weapons attack. That has
so
already
humanity
happened.
Is being given a kill switch. The globalists want to depopulate. Yes. They have universities develop this chimera. They hand it out so there's plausible deniability who created it, and now they're open sourcing it even more.
It's now in the open source domain. Anybody can get it just by sending people in to get infected. So now you see the infections happening in Iran. Is someone attacking Iran with this? Possibly, or maybe it's just spreading from China. But someone is attacking the United States. And in fact, I believe that anti-Trump forces inside the U.S. government are spreading it in the United States. Remember how we've talked about how Democrats would kill any number of Americans in order to get rid of Trump? That they would destroy this nation in order to try to run
it. They're all over the news saying crash the economy to stop Trump.
Yes. Well, now they found the perfect weapon to do it. So when you see elements of the Air Force, some of which are very disloyal to Trump. You know this, whereas the Marines are more loyal to Trump.
The Air Force did the whole fake Air Force Academy racist thing.
Yeah, exactly. The Air Force is planting infected people in Costa Mesa, California, in a non-containment facility, a secretive facility that was supposed to be on the process of being shut down by the state, a facility with a history. Listen to this. Larry Ingram, whose brother died, I'm quoting the OC Register, Larry Ingram, whose brother died in Fairview in 2007 from a broken neck, wants the state to shutter the center. Quote, it's like a prison, he said. He's a retired police officer from San Diego. Quote, I've worked in the jails. It's like a jail. It has the odor of a county jail. It was shoddy. It was run down. This is where they're going to put infected coronavirus Level 4 biohazard patients in the middle of California, just south of Los Angeles? Are you kidding me? It's beyond criminal negligence, Alex. It's a deliberate bioweapons attack on the people of California. And if I were listening and I were in Los Angeles right now, I would be bugging out. I'd be getting out.
Well, if you expand on that, though, because I've seen the articles you've written and others have, there's all these programs where they're flying people back who are infected with regular people on the planes.
Yes. Yes. So, okay, yeah. So a State Department employee in Japan overrode the CDC's decision and said, we're going to have a plane, we're going to put infected people in the back of the plane and non-infected people in the front of the plane, and we're going to have basically plastic and duct tape between them. Guess what? It didn't work. Cross-infections. Trump is furious about this. That's being reported today in the Washington Post. The CDC is furious about it. So they cross-infected a bunch of patients, and then they put them in Omaha, Nebraska. They put them in San Antonio, Texas. They put them in Travis Air Force Base in California. And then now they're releasing them after 14 days, even though the incubation period is 27 days in certain cases. This is deliberate, Alex. And it's going to explode in America, and again, it's setting up Trump to take the blame for this.
Well, you're right. I mean, that's it. We're not here to defend Trump. It's so clear. the bureaucracy is doing this. They know what they're doing, just that they've sabotaged everything else. And it's just crazy. Do we know the epicenter then? We know it was bought from a U.S. lab under Obama 5 years ago, sold to the Chi-Coms. Looking at the point of origin, do we have any idea what their larger plan is? Obviously, Xi Jinping has used it to crack down on Taiwan and take rights from people. But what's the bigger picture?
Well, the bigger picture is global depopulation, rolling out medical martial law, forced vaccinations, total censorship over everything, elimination of cash to bring in a cashless society, which China has already begun. They've said that cash spreads this, so they're going to ban cash. I mean, this is every globalist dream come true. They're going to kill off all the people who are collecting Social Security, you know, because it attacks the elderly more than anyone else. And by the way, even though there's a race-specific component to it, it's infecting people in Italy with great aggression there. So, you know, white people or European people are certainly not immune to this by any means. It's just that it has a higher...
By the way, let's talk about that. You've got Italy locking up northern Italy, declaring a total emergency, a national emergency.
Yeah.
Why is that happening?
Well, they've had 3 deaths in Italy. They've had a massive explosion of infected cases. They're way behind the curve here. Over the next 3 days, we're going to see those cases double and triple in Italy.
Sure, so why is Italy and South Korea admitting what's going on, everybody else isn't?
Because they know, Alex, they know that the only way to stop this is to be honest and alert the people to self-quarantine and stop holding community events and stop coughing in church and whatever people do. But in America, right now, everybody's oblivious. By design, they're oblivious. So people are shaking
hands.
Sure,
because we're not going to return the Republic and defeat the globalists without a fight. They're not going to attack us militarily. They're going to hit us with a bioweapon.
Yeah, and they're going to keep people oblivious until it's too late. It's already beyond containment globally, Alex. It's beyond containment. And, again, we said this a month ago, right? Right here on your show, we said this a month ago. We were called fake news. Now it's exploding globally. This is a global pandemic that the WHO refuses to call a pandemic and the CDC refuses to test for in the United States.
Well, I'm right here. I remember having you on a month ago when you were talking about these very issues and global spread and the fact that they're not doing testing and that it wasn't the Wuhan market. And then now here's mainline news. Don't buy China's story. The coronavirus may have leaked from a lab, New York Post. I mean, you're right. I read the Chinese papers. They're not claiming it's that that food market anymore. So they're abandoning the cover-up, at least of that now. Is that because no one's buying, or they can see the virus is engineered?
Well, they can't deny the science because it's all in the blueprint of the DNA and the RNA of the virus. Any virologist looking at it will say, yeah, this was engineered, if they're honest. So they can't cover it up. They're changing the narrative. Actually, China is pivoting to the narrative that this was a U.S. weapon that Trump attacked China with this. That's their narrative coming next. Trust me on that point, because we've got people in Asia, and that's what's coming. They're going to say Trump attacked China.
One more segment. Then we'll start the second hour and cover other issues, but I feel even weird covering them. I know they're Bernie in Austin and Owen Schroeder's down there protesting right now. I was down there, great footage of us bullhorning them, and there's just so much other crazy news. But, I mean, nothing right now. You've got this Homeland Security whistleblower, remember him, who exposed Obama covering up the Muslim Brotherhood? He got his head blown off at his house. You're looking at it as an assassination. It's all insane. We're covering it all now. Newswars.com, Infowars.com, band.video. Only way the signal gets out is when you spread it. Please do.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
3 weeks ago, we told you that the Pentagon had set up secret quarantine centers for the coronavirus and that they believed it was much more serious than we were being told. Now we know that that is the case. And we know the federal government and major corporations have been buying up all the major storable food supplies around the country. Almost everyone else is sold out. But our supplier, My Patriot, at InfoWarsStore.com, still has their entire line of high-quality, fresh food. And it's fresh. That's why you have to wait 10 to 14 days for it to get delivered. Not because
because they don't have the food, but because they've got to package it, and their factories are going 24 hours a day. High-quality, fresh food, the best package systems, tastes great, protects you and your family, and funds the InfoWar. You just got to get the orders in until they extend it out even more, which could happen. Lock in your orders now, ensure you get it at InfoWarsStore.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, when I tell you there's a jam-packed second hour, it's not like I'm hyping that up. We have so much ridiculous, insane news. Myself, Owen Schroyer, confronting Bernie Sanders just an hour ago. Owen's still down there right now in Austin, Texas. We are covering it all right now. But engineer, author, and health writer Mike Adams is here, who's been really captaining the ship when it comes to exposing the whole coronavirus situation. It's confirmed now. The Senate's come out and major publications, major universities, they go, yeah, it's engineered. So that's why people are so scared of it. They're like, oh, well, let's just hope it doesn't kill too many people. I'm like, okay, it's killing people. Okay, it's spreading really fast. And now we learn there's a cover-up. So this shows up right as nationalists are defeating globalism worldwide, when the globalists are on record saying they'll use bioweapons or plagues to bring in world government. So Mike Adams, the providence of the virus, the man-made nature, and the other angles of you believing, and I agree with you, that it's going to be pointed at Trump to say he failed to accurately say what it was once the true nature of it begins, with communist China using it as a crackdown domestically, so they look like victims, but then they incubate it there and send it here.
Well, three pieces of very strong evidence that show this is deliberately being spread in the United States now. Number one, that they put the State Department employee in Japan, put infected people on the same airplane as non-infected people. Point number two, the United States Air Force trying to transfer up to 50 infected people secretly to the Fairview Developmental Center in Costa Mesa, which is a shoddy prison camp, basically. It would just become a factory to spread the infection. And the third piece of evidence, the CDC prohibiting people from testing for Americans who were infected by other Americans. Now, the definition of a community outbreak, Alex, is an outbreak, someone getting it in America from another person in America, having nothing to do with China. But the CDC testing flowchart prohibits people from testing for that exact scenario. So by definition,
it's
the CDC will never see community outbreaks because
so it's designed from the beginning. But let's expand. It's not just you. It's prestigious universities. It's scientists. It's Dr. Francis Boyle, the author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Convention, saying the exact same thing. And we have all the papers admitting it. This is my concern is, like you said, they handed out the blueprints to this to a bunch of countries for plausible deniability. So we don't know who the hell's behind it now.
Well, right. It's very easy to imagine Iran or North Korea or China being behind this. Who knows? Or even just the Democrats, frankly, who want to bring down this country. They want to bring down Trump, and they want to bring down the economy. And this
and isn't that the problem? Like, science is great, but when godlike power gets distributed everywhere, bad guys are going to use it. How does civilization even survive with a scenario like that?
Well, again, I mean, I'm a scientist. I use science. I'm a fan of good science. But I think Francis Boyle is right. We need to arrest and prosecute every person involved in bioweapons research, put them in life, prison for life.
Yeah, we got to cut it off instead of just proliferating it in the name of defense.
Yeah, and again, the vaccine industry is the cover story for this, Alex. So they say, oh, no, we're only researching vaccines against these weapons when they're actually researching the weapons.
Explain that. Most listeners get it, but it's got to be repeated. On record, there's laws against bioweapons development. So you just go, oh, we're preparing for it, but you make the weapons that nobody else has made, so you have a counter to them.
Yeah, in order to make the vaccine, you have to replicate the virus, and then you weaken it to make the vaccine. So all of this research in the vaccine industry dealing with these types of pathogens, coronavirus class pathogens, is bioweapons research. And the purpose is to have a weapon that they could deploy against another country. But, you know, whereas nuclear weapons eventually go away because you have a half-life of radiation, right? So the half-life of cesium-137, for example, is 29 years. After about 300 years, it's gone. About 10 half-lives, radiation is gone. Biological weapons are the other way. They double every few days, and they never go away. There's no half-life. There is a doubling, and right now the doubling in South Korea is doubling about every 3 days, and in Italy it's doubling every day.
Well, your mathematical projections have been very accurate with even the bad numbers they gave us. What are you expecting? What's the best approximation, dead reckoning? What's the current global spread? How many really infected? How many really dead? How big does it get? Bill Gates says 10 million dead in Africa alone. Is that accurate?
Well, I'll put it this way. By the end of March, there will be 50,000 cases in Europe. By the end of March, there will be millions of cases in China. There will be maybe tens of thousands of cases, if not more, in Africa. And there will probably be many thousands in the United States, if not tens of thousands. So the thing is, nothing is working to stop this. And the government authorities are incompetent and criminally negligent, Alex. You look at the Japanese health ministry. They let people walk off that ship knowing that they were infected. Thousands of people. They flew out to 50 cities around the world. This was a criminal assault against humanity carried out by the nation of Japan. Dr. Iwata has already exposed all that, and they shut him up and banned his YouTube videos. It's not just America. This is a global war against humanity.
And well, there's no doubt. I mean, the globalists have said they're going to use bioweapons against humanity, and there's no doubt it spreads very fast. There's no doubt that it's artificially produced. The media won't pick up the fact that major universities produce this virus or that it's patented. I mean, I don't see how they think that's going to be covered up. There's a bunch of deaths. These scientists and government agencies are going to be held accountable. Doesn't matter how much internet censorship they've got, people are going to find out who killed their loved ones.
Well, and you have to start looking at the shutdown of infrastructure. So a city like Los Angeles, which is where it looks like the Air Force is trying to release this, it's entirely dependent on water being pumped in and electricity and food brought in. You quarantine that city, guess what happens? You just get Mad Max scenarios. You get total apocalypse in Los Angeles. They can barely keep it under control on a good day where the police are already outnumbered. It's practically gang warfare today. Imagine when there's a quarantine and people can't get any food. People in South Korea are buying, stripping the shelves bare right now in South Korea. No one in L.A. is doing that yet. When the day comes that they find out the truth about this, because they have been misinformed, they will panic. You see, what we do, Alex, we try to prevent panic by giving people information in advance. The media will cause a panic by withholding the truth from people, causing sudden fear when they find out that truth.
Well, Mike, clearly you look at China and the body bags, people collapsing and dying, and the mobile execution or cremation vans. Clearly, this is a lot bigger there. Do we have any idea how big it is in China with most of the country under lockdown right now? And how long can those cities hold out while they're locked down? And what happens to their economy? What does that do to our economy?
82% of the businesses will crater in 90 days of no cash, and it's already been about 30 days. We are 60 days away from a global supply chain collapse that cannot be recovered from. South Korea has already shut down Samsung manufacturing, automobile manufacturing, appliance manufacturing in certain factories that depend on China.
We're talking about half the German car sales being cut off by this.
92% plunge in China car sales. 92%. And, Alex, these are not recoverable numbers if they continue another 60 days. It's not recoverable. You know, if you lose the factory and you lose the financing and everybody's sent home.
No, exactly. If InfoWars ever got shut down, it'd be very hard to ever start it up because you've got to build up. You've got to have the finance, the people, and all of it in synergy. It's like you either get bigger or you get smaller. You implode, you get bigger. You don't just sit there.
Yeah, I mean, imagine if you had to cover overhead for 90 days without any operations, you'd be bankrupt. I would too.
Yes.
All of us, every business. And that's what's happening. And so you cannot recover overnight from this. And by the way, this globalism is failing on an economic level. This is showing the disaster of single-source supply chains. So there's a silver lining to this, which is that the lesson of globalism is about to be
learned. Well, that was my next question. I meant to ask you that like an hour ago when we first got on. Well, this shows how this just-on-time supply chain is horrible.
It's horrible. Trump was right to protect U.S. industries. We should have manufacturing here. We should have tariffs on other countries. We should have our own self-reliance in America, which is what Trump wants. And he's absolutely correct, and this proves it yet again. Globalism will kill humanity. We're about to see some of that happen.
Well, isn't Russia a model of that under the sanctions the last 15 years? Russia, in many ways, has gotten stronger building its own infrastructure.
Yeah, in a sense, Russia has tried to disconnect from the globalist cartels, and they've had some success in that. But, you know, even Cuba has done some of that. But, you know, we don't have to follow communist models. We just have to promote made in America.
No, I totally agree.
You know? I mean, made in America without using Chinese parts. And that practically doesn't exist. Everything made in America is using parts from China. They're just assembled in America.
Mike, I got to tell you, I got four children, and I don't want this virus to be bad. But at a gut level, I feel like it's really bad. I think the listeners know it's really bad. Whether that's the political response or whether it itself is really bad, clearly we're moving down the road of it is super deadly. We really appreciate your great brain working on this. Mike Adams of naturalnews.com, thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, I'm going to turn away from the virus because I can't handle it. I'm going to cover a bunch of other subjects when we come back as best I can, but I'm concerned, folks.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.